Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go, just a quick review, because I want you to recognize. I am on page 136, and I'm reading the beginning of the Or Pnimi, section Tet. Zehu HaKlal, we said this is the general understanding, and I want to bring it to your memory. Kol makom kshenifchan asher ha'or chozer ole mimata lemala. Wherever there is a consideration of the Or Chozer is the concept that goes from below to above. This is the Or Chozer, and we know from the beginning that a vessel cannot be created, a Kabbalah, it's impossible, that is, to receive the light, unless there is a Or Chozer. There must be a Or Chozer. If there is not Or Chozer, there is absolutely impossible if there will be any concept or a beginning or making of a kli, a vessel. A vessel only can be initiated to be made through initiation of Or Chozer, which is from below to above. Nimtza shemelubash sham beor chozer, because Or Chozer creates a libush for the light. Haze atzmut or elyon, and this is how to it's possible to capture the light or energy or shefa or sustenance or bracha, whatever you want, kolf, that comes from above to below. Very simple. For you, rain comes, you need a vessel to capture this rain, because it comes from above to below. Now, sheze yore hitpashtut or ensof parchu laasot keilim, and that was the whole purpose of the Or Ensof, to shine upon tachtonim, whoever is below, in order to make keilim, in order to make vessels. So, in reality, bottom line, we as Adam, we are made to make vessels. That's our duty, to make vessels. What that vessel is, to reveal the light of Or Ensof. So, this is one aspect. Now, and it continues, it's good to continue. And now it says the following. Omnam b'makom ha'nifchan sha'or chozer mitpashet milemala lemata al derech ha'niskar lemala be'eser sefirot debriya. Then we said there is a concept of mineya ubeya. Or chozer happens where? In the Rosh. Only in the Rosh. Only because the first malchut of this entity called Rosh Tochto Sof, which we call Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, we call Adam in three parts, and totality is Adam. To make this Adam, first makes the Rosh, and the Rosh is that concept, has the first malchut. So immediately the Or Chozer automatically, why? Because the Tzimtzum is where? On the Malchut. There is an Or Chozer. And what is this Or Chozer? Is, depends on what? On what avyut this Or Chozer has. The Koma of this Or Chozer depends on what? On the avyut of how far you capture. When you capture an idea, what level do you capture? Is all depends to the aviyut that you have where? In the Masach of Rosh. Now, you captured it. What do we call this part that we captured of Or Elyon? Because what we captured is the Or that came from above. And my Or Chozer, my Masach, caused to capture this light. And that masach all depended on the level of aviyut It has. Now, if the Masach is Bechina Dalet, captures up till Keter. If it's Bechinat Gimel, captures till Chokhmah. If it's Bechinat Bet, captures Bina. If it's Bechinat Aleph, captures Zerampin. Malchut, zero. That's the Aviut. Now, he says, let's go now to page 138, and I'm going to read this section first. Aleph, it says, Adam Kadmonu Olam Hakete. We said there is a five Olamot. They are essentially five Sefirot, Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut. There are five Olamot. We want to see the relation between this Adam, and I want, Bezrat Hashem, for you to see this picture. What this Adam looks, because you are a reflection of this Adam. Olam Atzilut, is it in you? Yes. Olam Bria? Yes. Olam Yetzira? Yes. Olam Asiya? Yes. Olam Hazeh? Yes. It's surrounding you. Olam Katan? Surrounding you. So what it is that is surrounding you, what it is that made within you. Your Olam Katan is surrounding you. What is that aspect of you? Now you realize, but is there Olam Atzilut within you? Is there Olam Machshava within you? Yes. Is there Olam Briya within you? Yes. Is Olam Yetzira within you? Yes. Olam Asiya? Yes. And then we said we divided. We said in reality they are Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut. Keter we called Shoresh. Keter we called Azechamishi. And then we said there is four aspects to everything. Every seed has four aspects. Every seed has the root, which is the Chokhmah, the trunk, which is the Bina, branches, which is the Zerampin, and Malchut, the fruit. In everything this applies. It starts with Sefirot, completes Rosh Toch Sof. What Aviut defines the Olam. If Aviut Dalet Olam Kadmon. If Aviut is Gimel Olam Atzilut. If Aviut Bet Olam Bria. If Aviud Aleph, Olam Yetzira, V'Olam Asiya, Aviud Efes.
So, if we say that each of us had all these Behemoth, even Atzilut within us, that means we at least have attained some portion of that Olam.
Bravo! Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. That means there must be an aspect of Atzilut within me, extended to me. And there is from Bria and from. And this is what we have to understand here. That's first, most of all, to understand is the concept of what Keter is. To understand now, Rav wants to introduce the concept of Adam Kadmon. Wants to understand what it is this Adam called Adam Kadmon, Kodem.
So, the difficulty that I am having is that if I still haven't even attained Asiya, how could even a tiny portion of Atzilut sit on top of incomplete Asiya?
Bravo. So what it is that comes from above to the below? What it is that from the Son, from the Father goes to the Son? What it is? How really Father transfers its all essence to create a Son? I am a Son, a Tolada. Because why am I Tolada? Because he captured something, that's the Or Chozer. He created the goof for it by the Or Chozer, because what he captured in his head, he created the goof, and the goof created the end. And the end produced what? A Tolada. I am not the same as this, we said. As soon as there is an Or Chozer in the head, what is produced in the body is different than what it was in the head. So always Tolada, it has the demut and the image, but it's only a Tolada, it's different. It's a Laka Chatima. So this is why it's have to very much to understand what is Keter, which is we're going to follow, is the head we call Keter. The head we call Keter. It's not only here. The head we call totality Keter. Then from this Keter, there is something that goes Mina Uba, goes to the body and creates goof. Right? And this goof creates the end. Now, this person has a neshama, four aspects. Neshama, goof, libush, bite. To see this picture, we need to read, and that's why the Arav here in page 138 explained so much in detail of what really Etz HaChaim in this section means, to define what Keter is. Because everything must have a Keter. Everything must have a shoresh. There is nothing to exist in the world unless it starts from a cause called shoresh, called the seed. Now, we need to understand this seed, because everything is in this seed. Everything is, and we have to understand it in the form of echad. It's not separated. It's all echad in this entity. That's why it is very important to understand Keter, how Keter is echad, but yet there is division in it. How there is in seed, everything is one, suddenly there is appears the root and the trunk and the branch and the fruit. So to understand the seed in level one, then it is easier to understand when they are separated in four. You follow how we want? Now, all this is embedded in four letters and a kotz called yud, and the hey, and the vav, and the hey, and the kotz on the yud. All these five, because the kotz is represents the shoresh. Yud represents the Chokhmah, which is Neshama. Then He is Bina, which is Guf, which creates Olam Bria. Vav is what? Libushim, Libush, which is consists of six sefirot, out of the Eser sefirot, we say Chokhmah, Bina, then here it consists of six sefirot, and creates the Libushim, and creates Olam Yetzirah. Hey, creates Olam Asiyah, Bait, Hechal, and creates Olam Asiya, which is the Malchut. Eser Sefirot. Now, each one of those, that means the courts, which is the Shoresh, includes in it, we said, it's Shoresh, has four things in it. So, in Keter, how many Keters do you find? Five Keters. Why? Because you have Shoresh, you have Neshama, you have Guf, you have Libush, and you have Bait, or Echal. In Neshama, how many levels you have? Again, five levels. In Neshama, you have Shoresh, which is the Shoresh of Neshama, Keter of Neshama, then Neshama of Neshama, then still it's Neshama, but it is Guf of Neshama, then is Libush of Neshama, then Hechal of Neshama. So you have five categories called Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Libush, Bait, and each one of them have five levels, 5 times 5, 25, called Ko. Now, what is this totality called Ko? That means Shoresh, all the Shoreshim, all the Neshamot, all the Libushim, all the Gufim, all the Libushim, all the Echalot, all inclusive that created which Olam? Everything. Now, we have to see the Adam that is includes all this. There is the Adam called Adam Kadmon that includes totality of this, what we discussed. In Pratut, that means in Prat, that means in four phases, and in totality. That is the understanding of Adam Kadmon. As soon as you see how this seed is inclusive of, then you see whatever was Kodem. What is Kodem? What is before? Kodem is not before. Kodem is Kodem. It's the introduction. It's the beginning. It's the seed.
It's also the
Eventually, yes. So all depends to what this called Kodem. Let's read this quickly now, because this is summary of what we discussed here. Aleph or Pnimi. Kvar Nitba'elail, we already discussed above, Shebedalet Bechinot Da'or Yashar, that there is Dalet Bechinot to Or Yashar. We know there is a Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut to Or Yashar. Dalet Bechinot to Or Yashar. Ein Shum Hevdel Mi Olam Le Olam O Mi Partsuf Le Partsuf. As long as it comes from above to below, all is one. There is no difference between the above, the below, the any part. Anything comes from above to below, is there is no absolutely difference. Mi Rosh HaKav at Sof HaAsiya. Ki ein shum madriga shelo tiye ba dalet habichinot d'or yashar shehem chokma bina tiferet u'malchut. So that means anything you come into this world called Kav, and you are Aleph and Sof, you are in the world of Kav, that it has Arba Bechinot. And these Arba Bechinot are considered the Sefirah of Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut. Tiferet consists of 6 Sefirot. וכל ההפרש שבין מדרגה הוא רק בשיעור קומה של האור חוזר. Each madriga, you say the koma, you see the level, you understanding the level that you are, all depends to what? The koma of Or Chozer. What level of Or Chozer you are able to return the light. The shiur koma, and the quantity of this koma, the shiur, it's the measurement of this koma, talui be'aviyut ha-masach, and it's all dependent to the aviyut of the masach that you have. Shebemalchut shel ha-madrega, what you said, the masach, the aviyut of that masach, that is the level of your or chozer. Shemasach de bechinadal ad maled or chozer umalbish ad kuma keter, vede bechinad gibel male or chozer ad kuma chokma, vau chaser kuma keter. So that means if I make or chozer ad kuma chokma, where's keter? What do you mean missing? En adar beruchaniyut, en missing. Where is it? Why is potential? It's already chokhmah. That means once upon a time there was a keter, aviyut. Now the aviyut is not anymore dalet, it's gimel. So the or chozer goes till chokhmah. What happened to keter?
Mit'alem.
Oh, bravo. Mit'alem. That's the beginning of Olam. Mit'alem.
Where?
Where? Within the chokhmah. Which means there is something within you that ne'elam. It is ne'elam.
So that's the same thing as saying it's not revealed, it's hidden. Go
to your head. Come on, don't you see something black there? You don't know? It's ne'elam.
Yeah, but in Hebrew, alem brings olam.
Yes. Stay here. I want you to be able. So there is something in our mind, inevitably, is ne'elam. It's concealed. Most of all, my own keter. Because I am in the kav. I see in four phases. There's a difference between what I see and what I hear and what I smell and all that. They are individuals. Let's go here. Vahu chaser koma keter. O muchrach haketer deor yashar lihitlabesh bepinimiut. So, where does it get concealed? Not outside. It doesn't go somewhere to hide. It just goes and hides right within you. It is within you. It's not outside you. It's not to seek it out. It's seek it inside. Pinimut ha-chokhma ve'eino nikar sham, and is not recognized there. It is concealed within your chokhma. It is in your chokhma. The keter is in your chokhma. It is. Bad lo nikar. But you know it's there. It's very simple. You know it's there, but you don't recognize it, and you know why it is there. The point is that now you know it is there.
But we cannot say that we have attained even a portion of it. Because it's like, even though it's within us, it's like an onion.
Michael, beautiful, don't worry about it right now. You're worrying about it. That what we can attain or what we cannot attain. Trust me. After we go through this study, you don't worry about to attain anything. You will see that the system is already set, is done. It's you to recognize it, to come to understanding with it, and complying and working with it.
No, I understand. It keeps bringing back to what Ariya Kadosh had said, that unless the level, the below levels are completed, nothing above can sit down.
Absolutely.
So that's what.
Absolutely. What stops us to build? It's our own limitation. By recognizing the limitation, you can, God willing, to remove, and remove is subtraction. That's to remove. You remove the cataract that is stopping you, mavdil. It puts difference between you and this reality that you are talking about. Now, on masach de bechinat bet ma'ale or chozer rak ad koma bina, and this masach of bechinat bet, מעלה תל בינה והוא חסר גם כן מקום חוכמה אשר כן כתר חוכמה דאור ישר מלבישים כאן בפנימיות הבינה. Same thing, Again, when Or Chozer is on the, up to Bina, that's the moment that you say, oh, ah, I got it. What you got? What you really got? You got Or Elyon. But within that Or Elyon, the aspect of Chokhmah and Keter is concealed. The pinimut of what you got, the pinimut of what you got is only your understanding. But within that understanding, concealed the Chokhmah and the Keter. So in your level of understanding, what is missing, not recognized by you? The seed and the wisdom of the seed. Remember that.
If it can
go
it is there.
Because it causes life.
No, but there are two things. The neshama is touching it.
Let's forget about neshama. Let's just say reality of the mind right now.
If you can understand the concept of beyond thoughts, then
you
can touch it.
Oh, no, I only understand beyond thought in my thought.
If everything that goes to our head has a nimiyut of holiness, which is holy, then where does it go wrong? I mean, is it in the mino and where that goes wrong?
That's right. Bravo. That's where it's mess. That's why there is a misraim in between. That's why Garon. That's Garon is three times Elohim. It's Katnut.
So by doing that, you're actually forcing that.
And by the way, this is only Shoresh. When we capture Or Chozer in our head, we said this is Shoresh Kelim. Kelim created where? Always remember, Kelim is created in the goof.
And I noticed that when the babies are born, they hardly have the Garon.
They have what?
They don't have much of a neck.
Not built?
What?
Yeah, you know what is, it's first created the head. The head says what I require as far as body. And body says what I require as far as the feet is concerned.
So if the Minel Bea forces the thought to go wrong, that means that's the spark hidden inside it that goes to the bad side? Is that what it's thought?
Yeah, it gets klipa over it. It gets more libushim, but the wrong libushim. You are starting now to work with it. It's beautiful. You are starting to work with this. And now, slowly, 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 we come to this individual called Ani to understand. But we have to understand the whole in order to understand the Prat. This explanation, this section will help a lot. He said, "V'masachte b'chinat alef ma le'or chozer rak at koma tiferet shenikra zeram pin v'hu chaser gam ken mikomat bina asher al ken gar keter chokma bina melubashim bo b'pnimiut tiferet ve'inam nikarim mishum ze." And it's continue all the way. Ubezet avin. That's the next page, 139. Ubezet avin asher hey ha'olamot hanikraim. This is how really five worlds were made, five levels of concealment was made, and it's really concealment. Every olam is a concealment. First is olam adam kadmon, then atzilut, bria yetzira asiya, shehem kolelim kol hametziyut shehametzumtzam velemata vehem nichshavim gam ken לעשר ספירות כללות כל המציאות והן נבחנות על פי ערכי שיעור קומה שבהי בחינות מסך כי בחינת הדלת שיעלה היה הצמצום א' והזיווג דעקה הראשון הנה העשר ספירות ראשונות האלו הן נקראות עשר ספירות או דלת בחינות אדם קדמון. Now what he wants to say. He says, these five worlds that we called Olam Atzilut, Birya, Yetzirah, Asiya includes, it fills up the whole void that initially the Tzimtzum Aleph created.
The entire reality.
That, that's entirely what was filled up in this void, this five olamot fill up.
This whole thing is Adam Kadmon.
Yeah.
Is it like Keter that we call different Keters different
Bravo.
Places? Adam
Bravo.
Kadmon is on top of Atzilut
also? Bravo. But go slowly. Hold on a second. Go less slowly. This is all the Metziut, whatever exists, is in this five Olamot. Okay? Whatever exists is in all these five Olamot. These five Olamot fill up the whole thing. And then he says, "Kibichinat dalet she'ala hayat tzimtzum ha'alef." The first aviyut that was in this domain was what aviyut? Bichinat dalet created what? A first head. Didn't that was the first head? That first head was captured Eser Sefirot. What was in this Eser Sefirot? Or Ein Sof. And what was this Eser Sefirot that was captured by head of Adam Kadmon?
What is it?
Was the Shoresh of everything else that follows. Because this was the first Bechina Dalet.
So we have to view the whole world, everything, as one seed.
One head.
One seed.
Eser Sefirot. Now this Eser Sefirot has to create, this is only Shoroshei Keili. That's only the head of Adam Kadmon. Right? Now this head we call Keter. This head we call the first. It's the first capture. So this Eser Sefirot is called Keter. Now I want you to go to Chelek Bet on the 139. Hine kedei lahasbir hitev hadevarim alelu. Everything that we discussed up till now, tzarichim larichut gedolot. We have to expand a little bit. Ve'itbarach kan beistalkut pinimi omnam. He says we're going to discuss beistalkut pinimi this more in detail. However, to go further till to reach to the istalkut pinimi, let's go and discuss a little bit what this. We are the Rav is talking about. Yes. Here, b'makom hazeh eize shiur. What amount, size, midah, shiur? It's a quality. She yaspik al kol panim lesader devarim. Lavel nitbalel b'hashemot hamerubim dome zeh lezeh. Because we are really have a Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, those are the first names. And those names are kept on repeating in different levels. We can very simply mix those things and not to understand the separation. Haynu haklalim hapratim uprate pratim. Especially when we have to go from the kolel, from one, to go into detail, We lose count of it. And it is, and I jumped a lot with you guys in order to simplify it and then to go slowly to understand it. Hamevuim b'shi'ur shelafaneinu. Metchila nifchan b'sefirat haketer. Let's start to understand what this keter really, when we say keter, we mean. It says, ki matzanu kan b'divrei harav. We understand from the Rav's explanation, Ari HaKadosh, Hei Bechinot Keter. Keter, which we call Shoresh as well, has Hei Bechinot, has five levels. Shehu Mechuner Lekol Echad Bekinui Miuchad. And these five levels have their own title, and it is very important to understand the function of these five levels. Echad, the first one, who keter the dalet bichinot the or yashar. You see, there is a first keter. In this keter we are talking. Stay with the Eser Sefirot that I am talking to you. This first Eser Sefirot. first or chozer that is a viut of Bechina Dalet. First has to have an or yashar. He says this or yashar has by itself a keter. Correct? And then the or yashar comes down to hiti masach. Bet. Keter hakolel dalet bechinot bekoach. He says then there is another keter that is includes dalet bechinot, but be what? Bekoach, potential. Potentially. Bekoach, follow. It's very important. First there is a keter of or yashar. Then there is a keter that inclusive, that is called, which one is inclusive of Arba Bechinot Bekoach? That's the one that already captured Or Chozer. What did you capture? Arba Bechinot, Shorashei Keilim. First is keter of Or Yashar. Comes down. Then there is the keter of Arba Bechinot. Okay, so Arba Bechinot Bekoach. That means it's only Shorashei Shel Keilim. Gimel, Keter HaKolel HaDalet Bechinot BePoar. So now there is a Mina Uba. There is a Keter going from above to below. A Keter that is from above to below. And this includes Arba Bechinot Bepoal. That means now you are in the domain of Guf. Guf. That's why Poal. Follow. Dalet. Keter HaKolel Olam Shel Nikra Adam Kadmon. Now there is a Keter that inclusive it made Kelim Olam Kadmon, all of it. That means the totality of the body. The goof is made, completed. Now there is a totality called Adam Kadmon. Because we did the Rosh, we did the Mina Uba goof, which has his own keter. Now there is another keter that has all of them together, called Adam Kadmon. And hey, is keter de kol madriga be pratit. Now, all madriga, every one of these madrigot that we had four keter. Each for this keter has what? Prat. So each prat has a keter. So the fifth one is the keter that is keter of all the pratyut. So we have a keter, which is the Rosh of Bechina Dalet, that is consist of how many keterim?
Five
keterim. That means out of this head called Bechina Dalet, how many keterim comes out? Five keterim. And these five keterim are shoresh of all the Ketarim, including the Pratyut. Including the Pratyut. That means the detail. All comes from where? This Eser Sefirot, Shel Rosh, Shel Adam, Kadmon. Now, we said that the four phases are Neshama, Guf, Libush, Mbait, Orecha. Okay? So, after we understood this, let's go, let's see how much time we have. We have beautiful. Very good. We will go, let's go to page Kufmen. I want to take you this through quickly. And then come back again and reflect upon it. Because as soon as you see the totality of this Adam, in the formation of the Adam Kadmon, and then the Partsufim of this Adam. There are Partsufim that creates complete this Adam. Then you understand what Ein Bet is. Then you understand what Chokhmah means. You understand what is this Neshama Shel Neshama. You understand what is really Neshama, what is Guf, what is Libush, and what is Hechal.
With the risk of taking another concept, what you're doing right here is analyzing Tohu Vavohu. You're breaking it down.
Tohu Vavohu is from the Olam Nekudim. We're going to come. This Olam Kadmon has within it Olam Nikudim. The Olam Nikudim, it's the part that becomes Shevira. Olam Nikudim becomes the part of Tikkun. Olam Nikudim is going to create the Shalosh Regalim. Olam Nikudim going to require to have Torah in order to connect all the Nikuds together and complete again and bring about correction to the Shefira, to the Shevira.
I mean, he's sorting it out, but we are
the same
way.
Yeah. We're
just sorting it out.
But to see all these pictures, Bezrat Hashem, you see all these pictures together like this, you have seen the Adam. The whole point is to understand this Adam. That's why we were created in the image. Image of what? And demote of this. He's defining what Neshama is. He's defining what Guf means. Defining what really the Midot, which are the Libushim, are. And what is the Echal that should be created. Avyut was what? Created what?
Adam Kadmon.
Bravo. Keter of Adam Kadmon. Now this Adam Kadmon has to create the Guf Adam Kadmon. Still, it's going to have to create the Guf. And when completed the Guf, what he created? Adam Kadmon. Which level is this? Which Avyut is this? All the way to his feet. Which Avyut it is? The Karka becomes Gimel, but totality of Adam is Dalet. Has a Rosh, Toch, Sof. Now there is Gimel. The light is Or Yashar, still comes to the Gimel. What creates Gimel? Of what Or Chozer of Chochmah, Bechinat, Gimel. Right in Adam Kadmon, correct? Now, this Or Chozer covers who? Where is Keter now?
Keter will be hidden in the light that goes
in the Chokhmah. In this Eser Sefirot, but Koma of Chokhmah, because the Avyud was Chokhmah. Now this going to create what? This Eser Sefirot. This is a Rosh. Another Rosh of Bechinat Gimel. It's going to create a Guf called what? Atzilut of Chokhmah. Where this is going to cover? What is the pinimut of this goof? Inside, because it already was hidden in the Eser Sefirot of the Rosh of Atzilut. So, the goof of Adam Kadmon is concealed in where? In the goof of Atzilut. Gufim creates the Gufim. Neshamot creates all the Neshamot. Where do I find Neshamot of all the Olamot? All the Olamot. In Atzilut is Neshama, because Atzilut is Chokhmah. Chokhmah is Neshama, we said. Now, if I want to know all the Gufim, I find it first of all in Shoresh. That is, in Shoresh has a Guf. But all the Gufim, who creates all the Gufim? Yeah. Which is Olam? Oh, yeah. Bravo! Who creates all the libushim? Okay. Yetzira. Who creates all the echalot? Asiya. In who? The shoresh is Adam Kadmon. Olam Neshamot is Atzilut. Olam Briya is Gufim. Olam Yetzira is Libushim. And Olam Asiya is Hechalot. A little bit, I think it became easier. But you got to review it. Let's start still reading this section. Achen Keter Shenikra Atik. Now let's make it very easy. He says, listen, you know all this we discussed? It's really one name called Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. All this that we discussed, all this Libushim, all this Guvim, all this Biryot, everything is inclusive in this name. And the Kots. The Kots called Atik. What is this Atik?
What is it?
Yeah. What is this Atik? It's the Shoresh. And what is the Yud? Is the Chokhmah, which is the Neshama. And what is the He, which is Bina, which is Birya. What is the Vav, which is Libushim?
Which is Yetzira.
Yetzira. Libushim. And Asiyat. Hechalot. Right? So he says here, this Atik, HaKolel Dalet B'chinot B'koach. This Atik is the one that we say has the Dalet B'chinot B'koach. First we say there is the Keter of Or Yashar. Now this Keter of Or Yashar was what?
What do you mean was what?
What Aviud it had? Can I connect to this Dalet?
No.
Why?
Because it's concealed in Chokhmah.
Because it is concealed. What is the highest level I can go? Which is Atzilut, which is Chokhmah,
right.
Which is my Neshama.
Yes.
But the Keter, Bichina Dalet, is always Chaser.
Lacking.
But that's why it Bonenut comes
up. Always is concealed. There is always, it's impossible to lakir, to recognize. It's very simple. Understand this part. There is always will be part of this Keter called Shoresh. That means this unity, this Echad. This Echad part is missing. That's why you keep on emphasizing on Echad. This Echad is concealed. Now here understand. He says this is called Atik. The name of this is Atik HaKolel Dalet Bechinot Bekoach, but it's only potential. That means it's the Rosh. Keter shenikra arichampin, and there is another keter that we said section that has this arba bechinot bevat bepoah. We can go up to neshama. But it is, what is insult, still the Keter is concealed. Yes, it is Oren Sof. What is Men Sof? Is your Machshava, how, has it any end?
No, but if you can attain it, that means you have...
The Koma is limited. But your Machshava is not stopped. It's infinite. The Koma. That's why it's remembered. Labriud. It's the Koma.
So you can attain it in potentiality, but not actually.
Now, if you bring it into and make the Kelim. The whole thing is to bring the idea into accomplishment. That's the Neder aspect. So you Neder, that means what you thought. Bring it into actual. So, there is Arba Bechinot, he says Keter, which is Bekoach, Dalet Bechinot Bekoach. And then there is Arba Bechinot Bepoah. The Atik is, that means the Kots, is Arba Bechinot Bekoach. The Yud is Arba Bechinot Bepoach. The Kotz, it's called Keter, Arba Bechinot Bekoach. Yud is Keter, but Arba Bechinot Bepoach. Hallelujah. How many letters you got to Ratzon? Arba Bechinot. Four letters.
To change from Koach to Poal must be a transition. And that's the desire.
So, the Arichampin is Keter, but the Poal aspect. Kotz is Atik, the Koach aspect. Koach is the Rosh aspect, is your Keter. Poal, when you literally start to make the vessel. But the shoresh of the vessel is always bekoach, in the head. Now, let's go here. Hakolel shorshe hadalet bechinot bepoal, klomar shehu shoresh gamur lehana atzelim. So, arichampin of that level is the Shoresh Gamur. It's the one that Bepoal going to bring accomplishment of the Keli. Now.
But this Atik contains both. One side is... see, because what I don't understand is just that the Atik has two sides to it. One side is Atik. I mean, the Keter has two names. One Atik and one...
five levels. No, five levels. First level, we said, is the Keter of Or Yashar. Again, I'm repeating. It's very important. Pay attention to me here. Mm-hmm. First one is the Keter of Yashar. That's nothing. We cannot do anything about it. The next, we said that we have any opportunity to tap, to be part of, is the Atik. Is the Keter, which is what?
Atik is the one which is in
the... Has Arba Bechinot Bekoach. Keter number three is what? Arba Bechinot Bepoach. Now, the one that Bekoach we call Atik, the one Bepoal we call Arichampin.
Okay.
The
that's potential, that's actuality. Right, but they both exist in Keter?
No.
This is what I like to know.
Don't take potential to actuality. It's actual, that means revelation. It's not revelation. It says here Bepoal, in action. Right, in action. That means now they are defined one by one. There are four aspects defined one by one. They are separated, well defined.
It's from adjective to verb.
I like that. But I very, very well said in this regard, in this point. Now, let's go 1 second here. We will see here. שבכל מקום שהאור חוזר עולה ממטה למעלה, all place that the אור חוזר goes from below to above, נקראים 10 ספירות ההן בשם ראש או כתר. Remember this. Every time there is אור חוזר, we call this first אור חוזר either ראש or כתר. That's what we are, and don't forget that. אלא שהרב מבחין בראש הזה, however, Rav defines this head to have two aspects, two bechinot. There is a keter, l'rishon, the first keter, is always considered atik, o ani acharon, atik, ani acharon, ani acharon, atik is ani acharon, Arichampin, which is Bepoal, Ani Rishon. It's very, very, very important.
I don't get that.
But understand.
Very good. Take it easy. That's what I want you to understand this. What it is Aniya Rishon. Because you have to understand this Keter, how this Keter works.
Acharon is from the above, and the Rishon is what comes out.
That means the starting, the beginning is from what? From Poal, Bekoach. Not Bekoach, Bekoach. Yes, there is a Koach, Bekoach, but the action starts Poal. The Poal is going to reveal the Koach. Acharon is revelation of the Atik. Remember, otherwise you'd be saying, why should I connect to this above? That's what Pharaoh said. What do I need? I have the whole thing right in front of me. What do I need Leshem Shamayim? What do I need Leshem Shamayim for? I can ignore the Leshem Shamayim because anyway, the above to below comes down on its own. The light is going to come down. The light character is non-stoppable. Wants to reveal. You can't stop that. It's all Yashar. There's no stoppage. Unless there is a Tzimtzum Aleph. And if there is a Tzimtzum Aleph, there is automatic Or Chozer. But remember, there is always Bekoach. There is Bekoach, and then there is a Poal. The Poal is Ani Rishon. The Koach is Ani Acharon. Of course. Now beautiful you came to understand, now you understand the beginning of our discussion. First comes from Koach to Poal, it's called Katnut. It's Katan, it's only Shorashei Keilim, it's only Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh. It's Katan, it's not mature, it doesn't have goof, it doesn't have sof. Gadlut is when you create the goof, that means Kalim, that means you create now to build the vessel.
Yeah.
And what finally the vessel going to reveal as soon as you made the vessel? As soon as you made the vessel, what's going to reveal? The Atik, the four phases. But what it was Bekoach. The more truly you reveal the vessel, the more truly you have revealed the Koach. The more better vessel you create, the more connection you have to the Koach, called Atik, the Kotz.
The transition from Koach to Poal is the birthplace of Atzik, of everything. Because if there is a transition from Koach to Poal, it means there is Ratzon. There's a movement.
Yes, of course. What is this movement? Why? Because Bechina Dalet, after Bechina Dalet, there is not attainable anymore Bechina Dalet. The highest level that you can go is what? There is a distance between Keter and the Yud. There is a distance. What is the Kotz? What is the Kotz? Don't we call Keter? Don't we call it the crown? When you can put a crown on a Melech?
When
the Melech exists. So until you don't make Yud K Vav K complete, can you put a Keter on top of it?
No.
So the Keter is no Keter. Until you make the Yud Kei Vav Kei.
What we were saying last time, that you have to fix the Hefal first and the Tibut second.
Bravo! That's a fight between who? Between Moshe and Bezalel. Bezalel says, no, you have to make first to create the bayit. Then we will put the Aaron in it. Not you make the Aaron first and then go and create the bayit first. No. Now, what this, again, let's come to another very important conclusion. We didn't finish, but I want you to see that what is this Adam Kadmon? Is this Kotz and Yud Kei Vav Kei? What is Adam Atzilut? Is this quotes on Yud Kei Vav Kei. What is Bria? This quotes Yud Kei Vav Kei. What is Yetzira? It's quotes on Yud Kei Vav Kei. What is Asiya? It's a quotes on Yud Kei Vav Kei. All these quotes, they are called Adam Kadmon. All these neshamot are called Olam Atzilut. All gufin, it's called. All this is again Yud Kei Vav Kei.
So that's why it's about this Olam of creator reality.
Now, who is this Yud Kei Vav Kei? It's this Adam. There is an Adam that includes all this mitziyut, and the bottom of his feet is Olam Hazeh. Bottom of his feet is Olam Hazeh. We are under this totality of all this. Yes.
So we don't change goof from one lifetime to another, we just change the machine.
Now, what is goof now? What is goof? What is goof when we talk goof?
Well, I'm not talking about the goof here.
What is this goof? Is the libush of your neshama.
Right.
And then you got a libush on your neshama. And then this neshama, it sits in a hechal. Right? Reflection of what I said, which is above, is you sitting here in this world. Because whatever is above is the your shoresh that is concealed. He says shoresh is always concealed. What you see is the four phases. You are at the end of your four phases.
And the beginning.
You define the whole. Yeah. But in reality, who is? He says ani rishon, ani acharon. Ani rishon. Ani acharon. And who is this Ani? Who is saying Ani Rishon Ani acharon?
It's the Keter Atik
Atik Arechampin Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ani Rishon Ani acharon. I said no, that's something else. This Yud Kei Vav Kei, you understood? This Arba Bechinot, you understood? You understood what Atik is? You understood that Atik is the one Bekoach? You understood that Ari Champin is again Keter? You understood the five levels of the Keter? And this is five level of Shorashim to everything else. But we know that Shorashim, all the Shorashim are connected to Adam Kadmon. All the nefeshot, neshamot, are connected to Atzilut, including the neshamot. Where are the neshamot that are in Atzilut? Where they were? In Koach. They were in the Shoresh, but in Koach. But they came to Poal in Atzilut. All the gufim, the Shoresh, were in Keter. But they came into revelation in Bria. All the Libushim became to Yetzirah. Now, which Koma? You tell me the Aviyut, your Aviyut. How many Aviyut each section can go? Zillion. Wherever there is a Malchut, there must be a Masach. It all depends what Masach. That what Aviyut that Masach has, what Or Chozer creates, and therefore, what process in what level it starts. But we understood right now what is again Katnut, what is Gadlut. Katnut is when there is a Shoresh, but when the Kli becomes complete, that's Gadlut.
At the same time, the transition must have a movement. Movement means ratzon. And ratzon means the beginning, the birth of thought.
Okay, yeah. No problem.
If we want to connect to Keter, and I know you don't want us to connect to Adam Kadmon, to the Keter, we really have to align...
No. You tell me Keter, Adam Kadmon. What did you mean?
And I'm talking about Keter.
Keter of what?
The Keter you're talking
How many Keterim I have?
Five.
Which one?
The highest one.
Which is?
Adam Kadmon.
No. Adam Kadmon is Keter by itself. This Keter has five levels. Keter of Or Yashar.
Okay, Keter of Or Yashar.
I don't have no idea.
What I'm trying to say is that if we want to connect to Keter...
This Keter that we are talking right now?
Yeah.
The Keter of Or Yashar?
Yeah.
No idea.
We just have to align our Ratzon.
No, that's Ensof. Your Ratzon doesn't get there. Your Ratzon, if we are lucky, gets to Olam Atzilut. If really we are lucky, if we are really good boy, we really behave, and we keep Shabbat b'halacha.
Lo maaseh.
Huh? No, it's not. The maaseh is sheshet yamim ta'avo. It's sheshet yamim avodah. Avodah, that means, what is avodah? Avodah is revelation of chokhmah. Remember this to the... This is the gift to you. Avodah means revealing the Chokhmah of Hashem. That's Avodah. That's Eved. Eved is the one that reveals the wisdom of Hashem. Now, what is wisdom? It's Chokhmah. What is Chokhmah? Neshama. Whenever you reveal the Neshama within yourself, the Neshama level, which is the Chokhmah level, that means you created already by it. You created already Libushim. You created already, you revealed the goof, and that means you made the Kli complete, then you reveal the Neshama, because the Kelim were made. Kelim are made where? We're going to study. The Kelim are always is going to made in the goof and the Libush. And we're going to see that goof and Libush is going to be Makif, goof. And Libush is going to be Makif, Neshama, the Shoresh is going to be Pinimut.
That's because the Or Chozer in the Keter of Adam Kadmon has already happened. So that portion is complete. So when we do create the goof all the way from below to the above, it already gets connected.
No, you said goof creating from below above. No, the goof creates from above to below. First, there is the Or Chozer in the Rosh. Then there is Mino Oba to complete the goof. And then the goof completes the end. Now the Kili is Gamur.
No, but I mean, as for our action, like you say, Avodah.
Oh, yes. From below to Ekev. From Ekev all the way up. Thank you. Azach Baruch. Bravo. Bravo. Now you are starting to see this picture. Now imagine that here we really put this Arba Bechinot together and we see what, then we understand what Torah says, go and tell Paro, Ko Amar. What is this Ko inclusive of all this? This Yudke Vavke that inclusive of Kots and Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, that is Ko. Amar, this he's talking about includes all the Gufim, all the Libushim, all the Batim, Echalot, all the Neshamot. That inclusivity came and took Israel out of Egypt. Shei lachem Shabbat Shalom.
Is that why
No, very nice. When you make me now ba in your goof, how many shidrak, koach shidrak, how many those knobs you have that all the nerves goes through? 18. How many tefillot you say ba'amida, which is olam atzilot? 18. Because that's a minauba, that's where you are completing a kli. Tov mod.
Thank you very much.
Shalom, shalom.